Welcome, my beautiful Improve It peeps, to today's show. This is a very special episode of the Improve It podcast, my friends. The podcast that takes your leadership game from meh to magnificent. I am your host, Erin Deal, and today we're hitting pause on the hustle and the bustle to look back at a year full of lessons, laughs, and leadership moments that have shaped us all. So whether you've been with us on this podcast journey since day one, or you just stumbled into our little world of improv-inspired insights, let me just say, my friends, you are in the right place. Because together, we've explored radical empathy. We've leaned into uncertainty. We've celebrated the messy magic of growth in the messy middle. And we've hopefully had a few good laughs along the way. So as we gear up for a brand new year, can you believe it's about to be 2025? It's the perfect time to reflect on where we've been. So in today's episode, it's going to be a different one. If you're used to our usual format, we're going to dive into the top takeaways from 2024. So if you're brand new to the show, what a way to introduce you. You'll get the highlight reel of 2024. Those aha, what we call ha-ha moments from our guests. That's when the light bulb goes off, but you're laughing at the same time. And those transformative tips that we give you for leading with intention. And of course, some of the most laugh out loud moments that remind us why play is such a powerful tool for connection. You're going to hear from members of the Improve It team, this team behind the scenes that makes all of this work, and you'll get some cool takeaways to take with you into 2025. So grab your coffee, grab your tea, or maybe that half empty water bottle from the passenger seat. There is no judgment, okay? And I want you to settle in. It's time to celebrate the wins. It's time to embrace the learnings and set our sights on a brighter, bolder, and dare I say, more improvable, see what I did there, 2025. Let's do this. All right. Welcome to the year in review, my friends. We have some members of the internal Improve It team sharing their favorite episodes of 2024 and giving us the why they are their favorite. So if you haven't caught up on this year's content, you will get a crash course. If you're new to the show, congratulations. This is the perfect episode for you. We're going to hear from three of these incredible people behind the scenes here at Improve It. You've heard all of them on the show before if you're an OG Improve It peep. So let's get into it. Let's start off with Nicole and Sarath. Nicole is our marketing manager here at Improve It. Let's hear her favorite episode of 2024 and why.
Hey, Improve It peeps. This is Nicole Enzeroth. I am the marketing manager here at Improve It, and I just love this community, this listening squad so much. It's so wonderful to hear from all of you, your comments, your questions, and just knowing that you are on the other side listening. And I wanted to share one of my favorite takeaways from the podcast this year. It was hard to choose, but I would say one of my favorite takeaways was from episode 219 with Raw Goddess. So honored to have her as a guest on the show. And I will always remember her ritual that she shared for forgiveness. I worked through that personally over the course of a month, and it really opened things up for me. Also, as someone who's determining kind of my purpose in life, she shared a really powerful personal story about what that looked like for her, what it means to really aim high. And also, her book is called The Calling, and it's incredible. I would highly recommend it. Just a wonderful guest full of wisdom. Love that episode so much, and would recommend as you head into the new year. And yeah, thinking of you as we head into 2025, I hope you have a happy and healthy closing to the year. And thank you so much for being part of this community with us.
Oh, oh my gosh. I love that episode with Raw Goddess. Episode 219, Crave Purpose in Your Life and Career, Raw Goddess tells us all. So good. What a way to kick off 2024. Now, let me just give you a quick background on Nicole. If you haven't listened to any of the episodes with Nicole, I'm going to give you a quick crash course. Nicole started off as an intern at Improve It in 2018. She was a sophomore in college, and she was one of those interns. We had a really strong intern program back in the early days of Improve It. We had a physical office space, and she was referred to us by another intern. And she was like the intern that got away. When she left, I kept saying, man, I really miss Nicole. Man, I wish we could find another Nicole. And there was just something about her, her energy, her soul, her spunk, that was just such a perfect fit here for who we are, what we embody, and the values we represent. And so we kept in touch. We followed each other on Instagram, and, you know, we were LinkedIn connected. And one day, this fateful day in 2021, I was scrolling LinkedIn and Nicole posted that she was looking for a remote job and she was going to be traveling the country. And here were some of her skill sets, because what had happened was she graduated from her undergraduate degree. So when she was with us as an intern, she was a sophomore. She graduated and then did a Teach for America program for 2 years during the pandemic. So she was looking for a completely different thing, something she could do while traveling the country in a van. And I said, wow, Nicole, we could use you. I would love to have you back. We are looking for someone and you just might be this unicorn. So that happened. We brought her on part-time. She quickly went to full-time and she's been with us 2+ years. Again, back here at Improve It. And it is so wonderful to have her here. She helps out with a ton behind the scenes of this show. She is who is helping our graphic designer design our graphics. She is writing all of the show notes. She is putting it out into the world and marketing it through our newsletters and social channels and websites. She's a big part of what we do and she's a brilliant writer. So I'm so grateful you heard from Nicole. And I want to just say, going back to what she liked about the episode with Raw Goddess, Nicole not only listened to the episode, she took an exercise from the episode and she applied it into her life. We have so many tangible exercises we give you here on this show, and the fact that she actually took it and applied it to her life was awesome. So kudos to you, Nicole. Also, let me just take a moment and some space for Raw Goddess. Okay. Raw Goddess was on our show and she is nothing short of a goddess. I'm a total fangirl, total fangirl. I had the sweatiest armpits during that interview. I have heard her on many podcasts with Marie Forleo, one of my entrepreneurial heroes, to name just one, Gabby Bernstein. All of the great entrepreneurs know Ra because she's coached a lot of them. And she's coached one of my favorite people, Gabby Bernstein. And I knew that to be true. So had her on the show entire time, again, fangirling, just so ecstatic to have her in my presence. And I'll be honest with you, I did not read her book prior to the interview. That is something as a podcast host, I really try to do, is if I'm going to interview somebody about their book, read it so I have insight and knowledge. But her book was very long, so I did not read it prior to interviewing her. I did read the book. It's called The Calling, after I interviewed her, because I was just so enamored with her answers. And we'll link that book for you in the show notes. But just know, literally, she is like talking to a human angel. And I will tell you, from that experience, I really manifested meeting my mentor, who she coached, Gabby Bernstein, in 2024. And I have a spoiler alert for you. It happened, and I share that with you on an episode in January of this show, so stay tuned. But Ra is just one of those people who is a connector. Her purpose is to get paid, do good, and give to the world. And she's such a giver. She connected me with another podcast guest. And I have to tell you, there was another amazing episode on the show, Daisy Auger Dominguez. And her episode is 262. That episode's called Job Hunting Got You Drained AF. Steal These Top Strategies for Avoiding Burnout with Daisy Auger Dominguez. That connection was nothing short of cosmic. Daisy is an author, a thought leader, a fantastic human being, and Ra thought that our spirits and our energy would really connect, and she was absolutely right. So I've stayed in touch with Ra since that interview. It impacted me so much. I'm so grateful to hear how it impacted Nicole. And if you haven't listened to it, please go back and give it a listen. Episode 219 with Ra Goddess. A link to all of these shows I'm mentioning and books are going to be for you in the show notes so you don't have to scroll and find them. But fun fact for you, in case you ever are searching for something, our website, learntoimproveit.com. has been updated with a search bar on our podcast page. So you can type in a keyword and it will help you find a topic or a guest immediately. So check that out too if you're just looking for more content. But anything I'm talking about here today will be in the show notes. Let's get to our second clip. Our second favorite episode of 2024 comes from Jenna McDonald. She is our VP of Client Experience here at Improve It. Let's hear her favorite episode of 2024 and why.
Hi, Improve It peeps. It's Jenna McDonald here. I'm the VP of Client Experience at Improve It, and the podcast had so many wonderful moments this year, but my favorite came from episode 236. The episode is titled Transgender at Work, How Do You Navigate the Workplace? Jamie Raines weighs in. So Jamie is talking about how to foster psychological safety for trans colleagues or employees, and he gives the advice to managers to generalize it so that when they're offering support, they keep it general and offer it to the whole team, so that everyone knows that you're there for them when they need you. And I loved that advice because I think it's important not only for managers, but also for coworkers to keep in mind. It's a delicate balance of wanting to support while also giving someone the space and respecting that they might not be ready or feel comfortable to discuss what they're struggling with or to discuss what's going on in their lives. So I really loved that advice. And I think that that episode resonated with so many people. So anyway, I hope you all have an amazing holiday season. And as we head into 2025, just know that the Improve It team is so grateful for each and every one of you.
Okay. Jenna McDonald, everyone. Jenna McDonald. She is referencing episode 236 with Jamie Raines. It's called Transgender at Work. How do you navigate the workplace? Jamie Raines weighs in. Okay. First of all, this episode and Jamie Raines, we're going to get to. I just got to give you a quick background on Jenna. If you are new here, in case you didn't know, I wrote a book. It's called I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. And Jenna is a large part of this book. In fact, she's an entire chapter. It's chapter 9 called Interviewing to an Interview with Barack Obama. And I'm going to leave it at that. Jenna also started off as an intern here at Improve It. She was one of our very first interns, actually. And there was just something so special about her. And her story is very similar. Just absolutely loved having her in the office. When her internship was over, she literally asked to stay on and volunteer at Improve It because we didn't have a job opening at the time. And she literally commuted from the suburbs of Chicago into the city to be with us 2 days a week for about 2 months. When she asked me for a reference check to get a full-time job, I realized, wow, I'm going to miss her. We have to find a role here for her. And went part-time, quickly went to full-time, and that chapter, chapter 9, it's going to give you all you need to know about Jenna. And it's a really cool chapter in my book, and it's a really cool chapter in my life. And one of my greatest joys is watching her transform professionally And she's gone from an intern to a client experience associate to the VP of client experience in 7 years. And I told her, in 7 years of service, you get a 4-week paid sabbatical. And she just got back from that 4-week paid sabbatical here. And she traveled all over Europe. It was incredible to hear about, to see pictures. I was jealous, yet also very excited for her. And I am thrilled that we've had her 7 years and hope for 7 more. She's amazing. And it's no surprise to me that she chose this as her favorite episode. She's one of the most empathetic and caring individuals you'll ever meet. And I know for her, having Jamie on the show was really cool because she's been a fan of Jamie's for years. Jamie himself was a delight, a dream of a guest. I have to say, since having him on the show, we've kept in touch. We helped support his book launch here in the United States. And if you haven't read his book, it's called The T in LGBT. We will link that for you as well. I have to tell you, he's an influencer. He has millions of followers on Instagram and on TikTok and YouTube, has his own channel. He is a transformative individual. And I mean that in so many different ways. He has taken his journey and he has used it to help so many people. He has changed people's lives because of his courage, his vulnerability, and his bravery. I cried in this episode because of those reasons. I cried because he is so vulnerable and so real and so raw and so honoring of his own truth. And that was brilliant to just be in his presence. He had to really dig deep earlier on in his life to figure out who he really was. And once he found that, he embraced it. I will say that after we recorded, Jamie wrote me one of the sweetest notes I've ever received after interviewing somebody on this show. And I think he wrote that because of what Jenna mentioned in her clip. We created this beautiful safe space for each other during the recording. It is such a special episode, especially if you or anyone you know is navigating transgender at work and what that means. Please give this one a listen and know that it's so touching, but it's also super tangible. So you can check that one out. Again, it is episode 236. There it is. Jamie Raines, Transgender at Work. How do you navigate the workplace? Jamie Raines weighs in. Thank you, Jenna, for that clip. Finally, you are going to hear from the one who helped start all of this. Since day one, our podcast manager, Rachel Oliveros. Let's hear Rachel's favorite clip of 2024 and why.
Hi, Improve It peeps. This is Rachel Oliveros, your podcast manager here at Improve It. And I've been part of this community since I interned here in 2016. One of my favorite takeaways from the podcast this year was episode 254 with Dr. Romy, where she talks about the busy brain and how to help mitigate stress and still achieve your most ambitious goals. She said, ease means that I'm taming my busy brain so that what I want to achieve is clear and linear, and I'm not going to sacrifice my health for it. I think this really resonates with me because aside from my role here, I do have a full-time job that's very fast-paced and very stressful at times. I'm always thinking about my next steps and how I can continue moving my career forward because I'm constantly wanting to be successful and putting my best foot forward in any situation I'm put in. And so this episode is such an important reminder to me, especially this quote, because when I'm feeling overwhelmed or feel myself getting too stressed and burnt out, I remember that I need to protect my health first and foremost and not stress over little things. So I then take a break, go outside or work out to refresh my brain mentally and physically. So With that said, I'm wishing you all a refreshing new year ahead, and thank you for being part of the Improve It Peeps.
Oh my gosh. I love that episode too. Dr. Romy is amazing. She's nothing short of a miracle. Let me talk first about Rachel. Okay. Now, there's a theme here. Rachel was also an intern at Improve It. In fact, she was the second intern ever hired. And spoiler alert, I write about this in the book, but we conducted her interview at our very first co-working space in Chicago. All we had was the upstairs co-working space. We didn't have an office at the time. And so wherever there was an empty chair or seat, that's where you had to sit. And that day during her interview, the only empty chairs were in front of the men's bathroom. So in between flushes, I asked her about her greatest strengths. In between hand, you know, dryers going off, I asked her weaknesses. We still laugh about it to this day, but Rachel was another special one. And she worked for us part-time before she left to travel and study abroad. And when she came back, her and I kept in touch. I have been a mentor to her for her entire career post-graduate. I am so proud of her. I love, love, love watching her grow and soar. And when we started the show, I reached out to her and I said, hey, thinking of starting a podcast, I basically need your clone to be the podcast manager. Do you know anyone? And she said, me. And that has been a match made in heaven for the past 4.5 years. Isn't that crazy? We've been doing this 4.5 years. So I will tell you, I've known her since she was 20, 1 year shy of having a glass of wine at Improve It dinners. And she's always been the hardest working person in the room. And when she says she is doing the most, she absolutely is. She is not only working full time at one of the largest media moguls in the world, she has to travel bi-coastal for this job. And she still manages to keep up with all the things for this podcast. She's also somebody who keeps me young, hip, and fresh. She always knows the latest trends. So I'm always going to her with like, is Granny okay? So anyway, let's just say the fact that this episode with Dr. Romy is her favorite is not surprising to me. Dr. Romy has amazing tips. Her confidence is so refreshing. When I talked to her, I was like, man, you exude confidence. And one thing I really liked is she has a lot of tangible takeaways, and she does keynote speaking as well. She has this really brilliant quiz on her website called the Busy Brain Test. It's a tongue twister. Busy Brain Test. You can do it. We'll link to her website in the show notes. It's very simple. It takes probably 5 minutes. I did it right before our interview, and it also helps you sign up for her weekly newsletters, which I find super insightful, very informative, with tips and tricks on how to calm the busyness that is my brain. So you've heard from three of our amazing Improve It Peeps staff, community, team. I also wanted to give you my favorite episode of 2024. Now, know the Improve It team. We have two other members of our team internally who did not give sound clips, and that is okay. But we also have a team of 22 facilitators. And so I just wanted it to narrow it down to a few people so you had some highlights of the year to go back and listen to. My favorite episode, dun, 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 there's no favorite child. But I have to say, this is where this came from me. You know, when somebody comes into your life at exactly the right time and gives you exactly what you need to hear in that moment to move forward. That for me was Dr. Darnielle Jervy Harmon. And the episode with Dr. Darnielle is episode 258. It's entitled, Is the Way You Think About Money Holding You Back? Dr. Darnielle reveals the million-dollar mindset secrets. Now, I cannot remember when we recorded this episode exactly. I think it was probably May-ish of 2024, and I was living in a scarcity mindset. I did not think that we had enough money. My book launch literally drained me mentally, physically, financially, all of the things. It was amazing. But it was depleting. And the book launch did bring about some abundance to our business, I will say that. But there came this drought in about May and June of 2024 that felt reminiscent of 2020 vibes. It was weird. And I was in this funky headspace. I was tired, but I hadn't rested. I was in doubt. I was in fear. And the moment I spoke to her, I knew that I was sent this woman at exactly the right time because she pulled me right back into abundance. My favorite takeaway from this episode is when she says, I created bracelets that I give out that say, what would abundance do? Just like those WWJD bracelets, they're what would abundance do? She gave so many tangible tips on money mindset, her story of overcoming poverty and becoming a multimillionaire is incredible. So I'm going to let you listen to that episode. I will not share her story, but it is fantastic. I cried in this episode too. I love how I titled this show like Laughs and Leadership because you haven't been laughing. I'm like, I cried because she was so inspirational. And I was going through this really hard time and her words just spoke to me and spoke to my soul. And after the recording, I told her, so here's what happens in a podcast, just to give you a heads up. When we record episodes, we always have like a 5-minute little warm up or conversation with our guest before we hit record. And then after the recording, it gives us 5 or 10 minutes to debrief and connect and say thank you and keep in touch. So those minutes really matter. And after the recording, her and I were in the green room and you know, I told her, I said, honestly, your words spoke to me so much today. I have to tell you, thank you so much. I can't believe I teared up. And she looks at me directly into my camera and she goes, Erin, you are abundance. Believe it. And that just shook me. Like that just, for whatever reason, you can hear those words, but she spoke directly to my soul. And then the following week, she asked for my address. She sent me a beautiful purple envelope. That's her signature color, just like mine is teal. And in the envelope, there was literally, it was like purple and shiny. When I opened it, confetti literally like came out of this package. I'm not kidding. And that's in her marketing and branding too. So it was perfectly branded. And inside was a What Would Abundance Do bracelet. So I got my bracelet. And then she gave me this beautiful daily calendar where you turn the page every single day and there's a different Darnielle-ism on the calendar. They're amazing and so inspirational. I have it on my desk. Okay, let's see what today's is. I took a picture for you. Today, when I'm recording this, the Darnielle-ism of the day is shrinking back is never the answer. Take up more space. And I get really excited to start my morning, have my coffee, flip the page and see what my Darnielle-ism that day. And some of them lead to little QR codes with things that say something like, isn't it time we work together? And then a link to her website. She's smart. She's brilliant. Her marketing's on point. And you can tell that she lives an abundance mindset with how every single piece of marketing material was so thoughtfully and intentionally created and how she sent it to me with such love and conviction that she truly believes what she is witnessing and preaching and giving to the world. So check out that episode. Thank you, Dr. Darnielle. And then let me say this, just to full circle. After that episode, I started to believe in myself. And our money situation and our financial situation drastically turned. We also started implementing a system called Traction or the Entrepreneurial Operating System here at Improve It. Our whole world shifted after that. It was the kick in the pants I needed to move myself from scarcity to love. Those are 4 different shows, 4 different highlights of 2024. What is crazy? Here's some data for you. We produced 52 episodes of this show in 2024. 52 episodes. 12 of those shows are solo shows. We interviewed 9 authors, 9 podcast hosts, a sketch character, which was me. I was Rita Book. If you listen to that episode, I am the character Rita Buck, as Nicole is interviewing me. Spoiler alert if you didn't know. We never say that in the episode, but it was very fun to do. And we also interviewed the editor of my book, I See You. The podcast helped us launch that book, I See You, and our monthly themes and intention for the first 3 months of the show reflect all of the themes and principles in the book. This is crazy. We gained 145% followership on Spotify. 145% followership, okay? We have been on iTunes for years and really focusing on that data, and then Spotify just really took a turn. So very excited about that. We had 122% more streams on Spotify than the previous year, which is crazy. This is my favorite fact of 2024. We streamed in 28 countries. 28 countries, baby. 28 countries. I live in the US, so wherever you are in the world, thank you for tuning in. We are still a top 1% global podcast, thanks to you. And I'm so proud of you for investing in yourself, your love, your support, your continual just review, your continual sharing of the show helps bring more people into our community. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And every single person that you heard from on the show today, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making these statistics what they are. So I just, again, want to just thank you for sending in your questions, for telling me your goals, sending me messages and DMs and Instagram DMs, LinkedIn messages, telling me your favorite takeaway from the podcast. None of that goes unnoticed. All of it makes me feel like what we are putting out into the world is helpful for you. Podcasting is a wonderful platform, but it's also one-sided. I'm talking to you. So when I hear from you, oh my God, like a little happy dance, little baby angel, 8-year-old Erin inside of my body just starts moving and grooving and shaking because she is so happy that what we are putting out there is actually helpful. So thank you for sharing. I want to encourage you this year to send in more questions, because what you do when you send us that question, if you haven't sent us a question yet, you can do that in the show notes. It is called SpeakPipe. It literally is a link. They send you to a page where you hit a button to hit record, you ask your question, hit stop, and it goes directly to my inbox. And what happens when we get one of those questions is we then take it to our team meetings, we create content around it, or we find a guest that can help answer that question. So please send in more questions in 2024. It is so fun to hear from you, what you want more of, so we can create it, so it can help you and improve your life, pun intended. Finally, if you've not signed up for our newsletter, I'm going to give you a direct link to do that. You can literally do that on learntoimproveit.com/newsletter. Again, that will be in the show notes for you, but that newsletter is going to give you highlights from the show every week. You also get our FAIL, F-A-I-L, Friday newsletter filled with, number one, we give you fails of the week, 4 fails. We give you 4 awakenings. 4 insights and 1 laugh every single Friday. It is probably one of the coolest things that we do and something that our newsletter audience really loves. We get a lot of feedback on them because it's just really fun. It's not there to like sell you anything. It's just giving you motivation to get you through the weekend and into the next week. This community, Improve It Peeps, y'all have taught me so much. I've learned so much in 4 years. You know what I might do? I might go back and listen to episode 1 of this show. I'm going to cringe. My armpits are going to sweat and it's going to feel gross. But I'm going to try it because I've really grown along with you in 4 years. We started this in 2020. We are ending this episode as the last episode of 2024, which is wild to me. And April of 2025 will be our 5th year of this show. So for those of you who've been here since day one, thank you. For the people we have attracted along the way, so grateful to you. Please share this show if you love it with somebody who could use it. Now, what you can expect in 2025, let's look ahead, y'all. More amazing guests, all right? More monthly intentions and themes. I'm hoping to do a couple of in-person interviews in my hometown of Charleston, South Carolina here, so expect some of that. I'm also going to be letting you in on a charity that I am really excited, a nonprofit to be working with. I'm a part of what they call the society of this charity, and I'm going to showcase that cause to you in 2025. I'll also give you some things that are very close to my heart. I've got some personal stories to share on this show. I didn't share them in 2024 because, you know, they say teach from your scars, not your open wounds. I had some open wounds, and I love to keep you in the loop about my life, but I really needed to process this one, and I needed to work through it in my own time and give myself the space and grace to be able to heal. And I've done a lot of healing, so I'm excited to share that journey with you in 2025 as well. You'll also get all the improv-infused professional tips to help you be the highest version of yourself possible. Improve it, peeps. I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm going to say. Keep failing. Keep improving. Because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. So excited to bring more to you in 2025. Talk to you then.
Improve It. Improve It Podcast.